Welcome to a brand new episode of the Carefree and Black Diaries podcast. My name is Shakira and I am the host here. I am also the host of another podcast entitled Black History Moments if you want to check that out as well. But here on Carefree and Black Diaries, we talk about everything from pop culture, politics, news, and more. But most importantly, we talk about real life lessons and how you can take the lessons that I've learned, some of them the hard way, and apply them to your life so you can have a better experience. So if you are new here, go ahead and subscribe. When you subscribe, you're a part of our Carefree family and you'll be notified every time we have a brand new episode. And if you are already a Carefree family member, if you already get the notifications when we have new episodes, hey, welcome back. Thank you for coming back and thank you for being a part of our family. So I'm not gonna take up too much time in the intro because we have a few things to talk about, so let's head on over to our Carefree updates. So the very first Carefree update I want to talk about is MJ Rodriguez from Pose, Mother Blanca from Pose. And if you do not watch Pose, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Why aren't you watching Pose? It just ended. So now there's no excuse. You know, you can watch it from start to finish and you don't have to worry about, you know, oh, when is the new season coming out? Because it's done. And I was heartbroken about it. Definitely heartbroken about it, especially during the last season because it just happened so quickly. And I get it because it's a period piece. So it wasn't gonna, you know, come into present day, but I wish it did. I wish it did. But anyway, MJ Rodriguez, she plays Blanca in Pose, and she was nominated for an Emmy last week. She is the first openly transgender performer to be nominated in a lead drama category for the Emmys. And I was ecstatic, and I'm still ecstatic about it. I was in tears. I was in tears. She posted a video on her Instagram of her mom, and I guess someone else may have been in her house when they were announcing the category, and her mom just kept saying, "You deserve it, you deserve it," and it just brought tears to my eyes. I'm not kidding. Just to be able to be here and witness history, I was so happy for her. Oh my God, and so happy for the community and the Doors. You know, when you think about being a quote-unquote disadvantaged person or underrepresented person, people that have typically been shut out of these spaces, and you think about the people that it takes to, even if they aren't able to kick the door down, if they're able to open a windowsill, if they're able to pick the lock and put something in the door jamb to let other people in later, that means something, and it just makes me so happy. So congratulations to MJ Rodriguez, aka Blanca from Pose. She deserves it. She really, really, really does. Now, next, let's talk about Naomi Osaka's series. She has a docuseries on Netflix. It is self-entitled Naomi Osaka. And so I watched the first two episodes. I haven't finished the entire thing. It is a very slow-paced documentary, but I like it because, as you all may know, I love things that aren't so just quick to the catch, you know, aren't so just run and gun, like, here's all the information, okay, bye, we're done. I like things that, I don't want to use that term because that sounds bad. You may not want to watch it, but it's a slow pace, but in a good way. I mean that in the best way possible. It makes you sit with it, and it makes you actually digest what's being said and what's happening. And there are points in there where, you know, there are no words, so you have time to think about what you just watched. And I will say, you know, there was a quote, I believe it was in the end of the first episode, and she said, quote, "For so long, I tied winning to my worth as a person. To anyone that knows me, they know me through being a tennis player. So what am I if I'm not a good tennis player?" And it really made me think. As you can see, I actually had to type it so I wouldn't forget it. But it made me think, because how often, you know, we put people on these pedestals, whether it be athletes, musicians, artists. I think about Basquiat a lot, and I think about artists a lot, and the pedestals that society places them on, where they kind of cease to be people. And it was really something that I never thought about in terms of Naomi, because, you know, I don't really keep up with tennis until it's time for her or Serena or Coco to play. But I wanted to see the docuseries because, you know, she's done a lot of talk lately about her mental health and everything. So I wanted to see what it was hitting on. And I'm glad that I am watching it, because it really is making me think. You know, I was looking at all the fans and all of the cameras and all of the media. Like, we see it through the media's lens, but being able to be outside of that and actually see the media capturing everything, it's kind of off-putting. Not kind of, it's really off-putting to be able to see all those cameras in her face. It's like you don't have a second to just be you, you know. And I suggest you watch it, and you can see what I'm talking about, especially the first two episodes, and let me know what you think about that. And I wanted to talk about more during our Carefree updates, but I'm not even going to hold y'all. I have to work tomorrow, and that's me being brutally honest, and it's already late. So, yeah, we're going to cut that off right there. Here's a break for our sponsor, and then we'll get into our topic of the day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So if you've been rocking with me for a while, you know I love a good definition moment. I love definitions. As cheesy as it may sound, I love words because words hold weight. And today's word holds a whole lot of weight to me, and it should to you as well. We've heard this word a lot more recently, I believe, because of the state of our country and everything that has been happening over the past few months. But this week's word is advocates. Or advocates, if you talk about the verb sense. And I'm sure you've heard it, and you've seen the articles on BuzzFeed and Huffington Post about how can you be a better advocate for others, especially if those people are underrepresented, blah, blah, blah. But this episode isn't about advocating for others. While that is important, don't get me wrong, but I am a strong believer in starting at home first. And by at home, I mean starting with yourself. So, you know, when you're in an airplane and you're, you know, going down the runway right before you take off, and the attendant goes, "In case the oxygen mask falls, put one on yourself first before helping other people." And I love that line so much because it can be applied to so much more than just flying. We have to help ourselves before we're able to help others. If the plane starts going down and you're worried about everyone else's oxygen mask before yourself, that's a problem, because you're going to run out of oxygen. And who are you going to be able to help if you don't take care of yourself first? And I learned this the hard way, not going to lie. I love people so much so that I can disregard my own needs and wants to look out for others, even if that energy isn't reciprocated. And over time, especially recently, I've really come to understand that I need to start within first to be a better friend, a better daughter, a better aunt, sister, co-worker, or even a better advocate for other people. I have to start with myself first. So that is why I wanted this week's episode to be spent talking about how we can be better advocates for ourselves. And that may be in the workplace, it may be in the classroom for you, the grocery store, who knows, wherever you happen to be. How can you be a better advocate for yourself? But before we can become better advocates, we have to know what the word means. And like I said earlier, I love a good definition moment. So let's look at what the word advocate means in our handy dandy but chronically underutilized dictionary. So, according to Merriam-Webster, the word advocate as a verb, so advocate, means, quote, to support or argue for a cause, a policy, etc., or to plead in favor of. And because I love using multiple sources, and you should too, dictionary.com defines advocate as, or advocate in the verb sense, to speak or write in favor of, or to support or urge by argument, or recommend publicly. Now, one word that both of these definitions have in common is support. Both definitions had the word support in them, which gives us the very first way that we can become better advocates for ourselves, and that is by simply supporting ourselves. And I think that when we hear, you know, I say, okay, you guys support yourself, it's like, yeah, okay, support ourselves, that's easy. But I think it's easier said than done. So how many times have you overextended yourself? You bent over backwards to help people around you. And, you know, by the time you needed that same support, you either had no energy left for yourself, you know, to feed back into yourself, or you thought that the same people you supported would be there and they weren't. Now, if you've never experienced that, congratulations, you have an amazing support system. Keep doing what you're doing. But for those of us that have experienced those situations and those feelings, it is hard. We have to get to a space where we can prioritize our own well-being and our own sanity before we can help others. And you do that by supporting yourself. Do you remember when you were in school and there was the food triangle? When was the last time you saw one of those? So think of it like that. At the top of the triangle is you. And under you, that next level, that may be your family. It may be your friends. Under that, maybe it's your associates. Under there, maybe your community, etc., etc. But the top, the thing that makes a triangle, the point at the top is you. And without that point, the peak, there is no triangle. So you have to take care of yourself first and support yourself. And you do that by doing things that serve you. You do that by putting away things that no longer serve you. And that's hard. But there will come a time when certain things, certain people or spaces no longer serve you. And it's not that you got too good for these things or these people or these places, but there's just a change that happens within a lot of us over time. And we have to be able to make space to accommodate that new growth. And the second way we can work towards being a better advocate for ourselves is by recommending publicly. And that is straight out of the definition from dictionary.com. Remember, there was the part that described advocacy as recommending publicly. So this can be a tough one because we do this for others a lot, but rarely for ourselves. You know, when you're around people and someone says, let me see, what do people say? Do you know anyone who could braid my hair Saturday? Or do you know anyone that can do my taxes? I need to file my taxes. Or do you know anyone who can create graphics? And what do when those questions are posed to us? Oh yeah, my auntie's baby sister cousin twice removed. She does taxes over there on 24th Street. Or yeah, my cousin, she braids hair and she's good too. She'll have you out in 4 hours. Don't even worry about it. You don't even have to pay a $100 deposit. You are in and out. How often do we keep that same energy for when it's time to recommend ourselves publicly? Like, we tend to shy away from it. And you know what I mean when someone asks, if you know anyone who does something and you know in the back of your mind that you can do whatever the person is asking about, and not only just do it, but you can do it well. And instead of saying, oh, I can, you're like, I don't know. Maybe I just need to recommend somebody else because I don't know if I can tell them that I do that. I've been there. I can't tell you how many times that has happened to me. And whenever my friend Jasmine is with me, when those kind of situations occur, she'll look at me and like wait for me to respond and say, yeah, I can do that. And when I don't, she's like, you can do that. But then those thoughts of being incompetent or not as great at it as you thought you were, you know, they start creeping in and you shy away from those opportunities. That is not being a good advocate for yourself. You can't always expect other people to advocate on your behalf. Everyone is not a Jasmine, or everyone is not your friend that looks at you like how Jasmine looks at me when I don't advocate, you know, on my behalf. So you won't always be able to have someone there to see your worth or to see your talents and your gifts. You have to be able to speak up for yourself and say, yes, I can do that, and say it proudly. And that's how you better advocate for yourself, by recommending yourself publicly. And lastly, how to be a better advocate for yourself. Advocates, when you think about people that advocate on behalf of others, other groups, other entities, well, let me backtrack. When you think of advocates for people and people groups, I don't even want to go into advocates for companies, because that's a whole nother beast. But let's talk about people. When you look at people who are advocating on behalf of others, they are kind, right? You hope so. Advocates are understanding of the plight of those that they are advocating for. And if that's the case, then to be a better advocate for ourselves, we must treat ourselves how we would treat those that we advocate on behalf of. So we have to speak kindly to ourselves and understand that today may not be my best day. Maybe this isn't my best work, but I will still stand strong in what I believe in. And that belief is in myself. It's in my abilities, and it's in my strengths, and it's in the things that I know, my knowledge. Regardless of the circumstances dealt to me, I'll remain an advocate for myself and stand 10 toes down for me, even if no one else does, because that's what advocacy is. It's arguing in favor and supporting and recommending publicly. And if we can do that for others, why not do it for ourselves? And that is what was on my heart this week. I hope that it reached the person that it needed to reach. I felt like there's someone that it needed to reach, someone that needed to hear, who may have been struggling with being able to advocate on their own behalf. So do it. If you need to listen to this again, just to jot everything down so that you can remember, go ahead and do that. I wish you the best. You guys, stay black, stay carefree. Thank you for listening, and I will see you guys in next week's episode. Bye.